welcome to this, the fourth of the Christchurch City Library's nightly audio wrap-ups with the Auckland Writers and Readers Festival as our subject. Been a full program today. The Aotea Centre, The Edge, has been on fire, full of different people coming left, right and centre through torrential rain and storms to be there. Marion, what was up for you?
I had this amazing morning where I was in my little cocoon with Colm Tobin and Tom Keneally, these wonderful guys just pouring out these words and phrases. It was fantastic, especially Colm Tobin. It was just wonderful. And then I came outside and the rain was falling down in sheets and it was really heavy. There were great claps of thunder and I was looking at this old building that had iron fire escapes and it was sort of hitting the top platform and falling down in waterfalls like Westland. The afternoon was a bit different. I attempted to go to CK Stead and that was a total bust because I got there a bit late, well, before the opening time, but they were packed out, so that was no go. And then I went to Sarah Thornton, which was overall quite an uncomfortable session because we had a kind of intrusive MC, especially in the early stages, a lot of talking, a lot of name dropping. It was only in the later part of the session that I think Sarah Thornton got the opportunity to say some interesting things, and her question time was much more interesting than anything else, I think. And the other thing I thought I'd talk about is the slideshow. Which is kind of cool to look at visually, and it's really funny. It's effective. It starts this disembodied voice starts going through all the sponsors, and it's very effective for shutting people up, except for teenage girls who giggle hysterically, and a few adults actually. I heard two in one session, and then this quite urbane voice says, "Ready, set, go," and then the other slide that pops up is at the end where it says clap, clap, clap.
I really like the graphics and the title that they've used all across the theme, actually. I really like them. They use different messages and people just holding up a sign. It's very clever, very effective. I like the voiceover guy. He's chilled out and he's relaxed. It's kind of good. Roberta, Marion's had some ups and downs. Did you ride the lift today or did you go on the bullet train to ecstasy and oblivion?
Well, actually, I just had a really, really good day. Started off with Colm Tobin and I was quite taken with the fact that he took a very painterly approach to writing, and there were lots of references to artists and texture and brushstroke and gaps on canvases, which he related back to his writing. But I think my favourite thing from him was a quote, which I actually just want to have this printed on a T-shirt. There are days when you are in your mental pajamas all day. And he also spoke about his family very endearingly and his attachment to home. And one of the things he said about his family was that in his family, the very worst thing you could do was to be boring. Anything else was better. Even being smelly was better. But it was not acceptable to be boring. Tottered off to Lit Crit Mag Eds, and that was a very different presentation. The effect of this presentation was to make three things happen to me. Number one was I wanted to subscribe to Granta. It just seemed like that was going to be a fantastic magazine. I wanted to start my own magazine and have that kind of autonomy to be able to just put together something that's just got all your own favourite bits and pieces in it. And then it made me remember what it was like to be 24 years old and feel that you've just got the whole world is your oyster, and that's for Ben. And then, of course, I went to Lionel Shriver, who was playing to an absolutely packed house. In the interview I had with Lionel, she said that, in fact, she's a very comfortable public speaker. She was absolutely masterful, and she rendered an exquisitely nuanced reading from a part of the book about caring for people who are ill and how difficult that is, but how we absolutely must steel ourselves to do this, because not doing it is going to make you feel guilty for the rest of your life. And she knows about that because she did feel that she failed a very good friend of hers in that regard. And she said she's on a mission to point out to people that this is a very important thing to do. And she even wagged her finger at us to make the point. Right at the end, she said a very interesting thing. She said that she finds as she gets older, she's got a lot more space in her head for other people because she has finally become totally bored with herself. And this has just freed up a whole lot of space for other people. Then I went to the art one, Fritzell and Reynolds, and this worked very well for me in terms of the dynamic of the three men. There was a lot more interaction between the three men here than there had been for the Lit Crit Mag Eds one, which was very good, but all comments went through the chair. This one, it was just really comfortable and very interactive. Reynolds is a real performer, and Fritzell is just one of those men who's so comfortable in his own body, and it was very well chaired by Ian Weddy.
Bronwyn, you've had a pretty busy day too.
Yes, I've had quite a mixed day. I started out with a couple of the free sessions, and I was lucky enough to get into my two free sessions, unlike Marion later on. First off was the one with Rachel King and Paula Morris. I loved this session. I had read both the books they were talking about, Paula Morris's Ruined and Rachel King's Magpie Hall. Brilliant books, both of them, thoroughly recommended, and it was a real delight to sit and listen to them sort of chat about all sorts of things that interest me. Best question of that session, I think, was, are you Team Austen or Team Bronte? And that caused a huge amount of very excited debate, and I thought that was a brilliant way of approaching it. Script to Screen was next, very interesting also. A discussion on adaptation from play or novel to screen, discussion about New Zealand film, where it's at, how it works. Very talented panel, and they showed a couple of film clips from Whale Rider and from Number Two, both of which involved people crying and which therefore left most of the audience also almost crying. Charlie Higson was the afternoon session. It was my second run at Charlie, and he is so brilliant. I may have said that before. A lot of the same stuff covered as in the school session, the Young Bond series, the zombie stuff, but the highlight of it for me was a comment on censorship in the US, which led to a long discussion featuring the gatekeepers in America of children's minds, who apparently are angry librarians. This was something that I really enjoyed, and as a consequence of that, I now own a copy of his latest book, The Enemy, which is actually signed to Bronwyn the Angry Librarian. That was the highlight of my day. If you ask me, I will show you the book. In fact, if you don't ask me, I will probably show it to you. Richard did take a photograph of the book being signed. I finished off with Sarah Thornton's 7 Days in the Art World. Like Marion, I think I'm probably feeling quite ambivalent about it. I would have to say for me, sadly, the highlight of that session was seeing a young lady wearing gorgeous white tights with sequined butterflies on them walking down the aisle.
Crikey. Well, we mean business here at Christchurch City Libraries, and we're in the business centre in the hotel, so that's why it's nice and quiet in the background.
I should say, Colm Tobin is in the Austen camp, I think.
Austen, Steve. Steve Austen.
Jane!
just joking. I went to the Lit Crit Mag Eds session today. I really enjoyed that. I won't talk about it too much because I already posted a blog, and you should be reading it, people, and commenting if you have anything to say. I also then went to Damien Wilkins and Emily Perkins with Fergus Barrowman. I really enjoy that. I'm a bit of a fan of Emily Perkins's novel About My Wife, but this was also very interesting because it had that same dynamic where the conversation just took off. A very good question at the end about what is the New Zealand story, because Colm Tobin, he said that the New Zealand story was very much about childhood, because they had been to his session and he talked about what the Irish story was about. And perhaps, though, the highlight of my day and the award for the crowd with the most drinks in hand goes to the poetry reading, which was the happiest, most engaged and delighted crowd that I have seen at a poetry reading for a very long time. It was cheered by Christine O'Brien, who thanked people for coming through the torrential rain. Had Alicia Sometimes, Alison Wong, Sam Sampson, Ian Weddy and Jennifer Labaz. Three very, very good Canterbury poets, Geoffrey Paparoa-Holman, Bernadette Hall and Ben Brown. And I have to say, Ben Brown floored them. He did a performance poet delivery that just knocked them off the stage. He was fantastic. I even bought his CD afterwards. That's how good it was. And then at the end of the day, we all trudge back to the hotel, and who should be there but most of the writers and most of the publicists. So it feels like we've got a whole extended family thing going on here where we can... Yeah, we've been star-watching madly. It's fantastic. And a special shout-out to one of our colleagues tonight, Chris. She's at the Warriors game. The North Queensland Cowboys are in our hotel. Go the Warriors. Please keep your comments coming on the blog. We'd love to get your comments. We got one from Dennis Dutton this morning, and he really did set the festival alight. A lot of the sessions I went to today, the people were talking about his discussion and Sarah Thornton's discussion with John Kerry. So well done, Dennis. You've lit a fire under some people. Please look at the photos on Flickr. There's more of those. We'll see you on the blog.